今天我们讲这个继续讲我们的信息。
So today we're gonna continue to talk about our message.
我想做一个祷告。
So let's pray first.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you. We want to praise you.
主啊，我们相信你的同在。
We believe that your presence is here.
因为这是你的应许，你说有两三个人奉主耶稣的名聚集，你就在我们的当中。
Because this is your promise, when two or three gather together, you will be among us.
我们信。
And we believe that.
愿你的圣灵来恩膏我们。
May your Holy Spirit anoint us.
愿你来接着我们讲你要我们讲的话。
May you speak through us, Lord.
主啊，愿你也让我们的弟兄姐妹有能听的耳朵，让我们同感一灵，来更深的来认识你，也接受从你而来的祝福，从你而来的能力，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。今天呢，我们继续讲这个神的大能。
Today we continue to talk about the power of the Lord.
我觉得神的大能、神的大智慧、神的大爱，我们不断的要讲。
We need to continuously to talk about His power, His wisdom, and His love.
在以后的日子里面，我们必须要经历神的大能、神的大爱。
So in the coming days, we have to experience His power and His love.
神的大智慧。
And His wisdom.
大家都知道，就是以后的日子里面有充满各种各样的挑战，越来越多的挑战。
So we know that in the coming days there will be a lot of challenges in our life.
我们非常非常需要主的智慧。
We really need the wisdom from the Lord.
非常非常需要他的能力。
We need to have His power.
更重要的是，我们要来更深的来认识他的爱。
More importantly, we need to know Him better in terms of His love.
他的大能、智慧和爱是分不开的。
His love and his wisdom are inseparable. His power and us inseparable.
如果一个神他有大能，他没有爱呢？你不想见这个神，也很害怕。
If a God that has power but without love, you will not want to go closer to this God.
如果一个神他有爱但是没有能力呢
？How about a God that has love but has no power?
你也不需要他。
You don't need this kind of God.
因为你自己就够了。
Because you can do it and yourself, right?
你自己再加上你太太就够了，不需要他。
You and your wife will be enough. You don't need him.
我们以后的日子非常非常需要神的大爱、大能、大智慧。
But in the coming days, we need His love, His power, and His wisdom.
Elon Musk 最近把 SpaceX 上那个股票上市了，是吧？
SpaceX IPO.
我自己呢不懂得投资这个，但是我也做个朋友聊一下呀，或者听听别人讲的呢，就是有的人说要投，有的人说现在不能投。
So even though I do not know about investment, but I've been talking to other people. So some people say, okay, you should buy it. Some people say no.
对我来说，这些事情，因为我在这一方面没有任何的这个教育，我也没有任何的这种。经历呢，我要投任何东西，我必须得有神的智慧，我必须得求神、问神，我不敢投。
So because I don't have this kind of education background, and I have never been investing this kind of thing before. So for me, whether I need to invest or not, I have to pray and ask the Lord.
感谢神，过去的这个七八年呢，我们投资一些房地产。有人说，哟，你和师母这么有智慧啊，投资的挺好。其实不是我们有智慧，我们就是在主人面前求他帮助我们。
So, in the past we've been investing in real estate. So a lot of people say, oh, you guys are so smart in investing in this kind of things. But indeed, we did not have any wisdom. All we did was to pray and ask.
感谢主，感谢主，我们就看到神的一个信实。
Praise the Lord, and we see His faithfulness.
今天我们再次要讲，特别要讲神的大能。
So again, we want to talk about God's power.
我们翻开以赛亚书第四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
第八节到三十一节。
Verse 8 to 31.
没有碰到过，没有碰到过。他们已经上去了。
四十章，以赛亚书四十章八到三十一节。那以赛亚书的背景呢，是当时这个当时的这个以色列就是犹大，犹大国呢很快要被巴比伦就是毁灭了。
So to talk about the background, when the prophet Isaiah spoke, that was when the kingdom of Israel was about to be captured by
Babylonians.
The Babylonians.
那个时候其实是亚述帝国，亚述帝国非常的强大，巴比伦还没有兴起，巴比伦后来才兴起。
At that time, the nation of Assyria was powerful. That was before the rise of the Babylonians.
但是呢，以赛亚已经预言到，就是这个巴比伦会来毁灭犹大国。
However, at that time, Prophet Isaiah already prophesied that.Israel will be taken down by the Babylonians.
那以赛亚书更重要的呢，它是对这个未来就是要来的弥赛亚，就是要来的基督的预言。
And more importantly, Prophet Isaiah prophesies about the coming Messiah.
啊，而且还有呢，关于这个神，就是以色列的神怎么给这个以色列带来安慰。
And also about how the God of Israel will bring comfort to the Israelites.
那这里呢，我们要看看，就是说这段圣经虽然是对着以色列人讲的，其实它还是对着我们后来的人在讲。
So even though these scriptures are speaking to the Israelites, but it's also speaking to us.
这里特别讲到神的大能，神的大爱。
So here it talks about God's love and God's power.
要让以色列人对主要有信心。
So that the Israelites will gain faith again.
不要惧怕。
And they will not be afraid.
好，我们从第八节开始，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓成长似草。第七节。
Verse 7, the grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们的神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
报好信息给锡安的儿，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的儿，你要激励扬声。扬声，不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说：看哪，你们的神。
You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah.Here is your God.
主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him.
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集。羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊的小羊的。
He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arm and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
谁曾用手心炼注水，用手口炼苍天，用升斗称大地的尘土，用称山岭，用天平品纲领呢？
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath with his hand mark of the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?
谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士，指教他呢？
Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor?
他与谁商议？谁教导他？谁见公平的路指示他？又见指示教训他？见通达的道指教他呢？
Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding?
看哪、啊，万民不见水土的一滴，又算入天平上的微尘。他举起众海岛，好像积微植物。
Surely the nations are like the drop in a bucket.They are regarded as dust on the scale. He wasted islands as though they were fine dust.
十六节，黎巴嫩的树木树林不够当采收，其中的棕树也不够做房契。
Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings.
望民在他面前好像虚无，被他抗北不计虚无，那脸虚空。
Before him all the nations are as nothing; they are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing.
你们究竟见谁比神？用什么心见与神比较呢？
With whom then will you compare God? To what image will you liken him?
偶像是匠人铸造，银匠用金包裹，被他铸造英亮。
As for an idol, a metal worker is cast it, and goldsmiths overlaid with gold and fashioned silver chains for it.
穷乏像不起这样供物的，就拣选不能绣坏的树木，被自己寻找巧匠力气不能摇动的偶像。
A person too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. They look for skilled workers to set up an idol that will not topple.
二十一节，你们岂不曾知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？从起初，岂没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们岂没有明白吗？
Verse 21, do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was formed?
神坐在地球大权之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，张开柱田如可住的帐篷。
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretched out the heaven like a canopy.
他使君王归于虚无，使地上的审判官称为虚空。
He brings princes to naught and reduces the ruler of this world to nothing.
他们使钢材在上，钢材重上，耕也钢材砸在地里。他一锤在其上，遍度枯干，旋风将他们吹去，像碎屑一样。
No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take roots in the ground, than he blows on them, and they wither, and the whirlwind sweeps them off like a chaff.
那圣者说，你们见谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, said the Holy One?
他们献上举目，看谁创造着望线，按树木林处，他一一成起，因他的全能。又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Lift up your eyes and look to the heaven who created all these. He who brings out staring hosts one by one and calls forth each by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何扬我的冤屈声并不查问？
Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God?
你不曾知道吗？你曾岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不恐倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Even the youth grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like on wings like eagle, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
给大家先讲，就是 Mary 带来这个小弟兄呢，就是他有一些疾病。
So that young man Mary brought has special needs.
但是呢，就是说这是神带来的。
But God brought him.
有一些奇妙的故事。
And there are some amazing stories behind it.
就是呢，神要让我们的教会呢成为一个能够来医治所有人的地方。
So God wants our church to become a place that you know bring healing to people.
这个小伙子呢，就是他跟你打招呼呢，你就拥抱他一下，讲一句两句话就可以，不要讲太多，讲太多他就一直会朝这里。
So if you greet him, you just say hi and that's good. So you don't need to talk a lot to him because otherwise he will continue the conversation.
但是呢，我们会相信，就是神带他来，就像过去神向我们借着先知向我们教会多次发预言，说是我们这里呢，神迹奇事是 remarkable.
So but God has brought him over, and then we believe in God's prophecy over us that the signs and miracles in this church will be remarkable.
对，我们相信神要医治。
And we believe God is going to heal.
以后的日子，神可能会带很多这样的人来。
So in the coming days, maybe God will bring a lot of people like him. So God will ask our brothers and sisters to become fathers and mothers.
不仅仅要接纳这样的人，而且爱他。
Not just to accept them, but love them.
那我们也会看到神的大能的作为会彰显。
And we will see God's power be manifested.
那这也有一个条件。
But here comes the condition.
这个条件呢，就是神的恩典会让我们每一个人呢，成为一个祷告的人。
So but this is the condition that God's power will enable us so that we can become intercessors.
感谢主，我们的以后的日子会经历很多的神迹。
So in the coming days, we will go through a lot of miracles.
我们已经正在经历。
And we are actually walking.
但是会经历更多。
But we will experience even more.
就像这里讲的这个神的大能呢，你岂不知道吗？岂不曾听见吗？
Like what we just read, have you not heard about His power?
啊，就说为什么先知会这样讲呢？
Why did the prophet say things like this?
就说他们曾经听说过。
Meaning that they heard about it before.
他们以色列的人读过旧约，神怎么样创造天地，摩西怎么样带领他们的先祖过红海。
So the Israelites know how God created the heaven and earth, how Moses bring them out of Egypt.
但是他们现在忘记了。
But they forgot.
但是神再次要借着先知来唤醒他们。
But through the mouth of the prophet, God is trying to awaken them.
唤醒他们，让他们知道神是爱他们的神。
So awaken them so that they come to know that God is a God who loves them.
也是大能的神。
Also a powerful God.
必然能够帮助他。
And he is able to help them.
那事实上，在这个以色列的历史上呢，就是人很奇怪，就是他听真理呢，听多了以后耳朵发沉，他要听点方言。
So in the history, it's really funny when people hear too much of the truth, their ears grow dumb. So they need to hear some sort of lies.
我养过孩子的人就知道，好多时候你给孩子讲一件事，讲啊讲啊，讲的不是对的，他不听，他要听他朋友讲的。
Just like talking to your kids, so you continue to talk to them about the truth, and then they got tired of it, they want to listen to their friends.
就像我们年轻社会也是一样，只等到我们自己做了父母，突然发现我父母讲的原来是对的。<笑>
Just like us, we were young ones. But eventually, when we become parents, then we realize what our parents told us was true.
但是有时候呢，有点晚了。Sometimes
it's kind of late to realize that.
感谢主，今天我们都不晚，因为坐在这里，我们学习神的话。Praise
the Lord, we are not late. We are here to listen to God's truth.
那第一个呢，就是说这个先知就让大家知道，就是说第一个，你要知道。 一切都会过去，但是神的话不会过去。
Here the prophet says that everything will pass, but only the word of God will remain.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the breath of the Lord blows up. Oh, sorry. but the word of God endures forever.
就是说，神说的话，他就要做。
Meaning that when God says it, and He will do it.
那神在圣经里面说的话，每一句话都要成就。
So every word that is in the Bible will come to pass.
它不是这样成就，就是那样成就。Either
like this way or the other way.
我为什么说这样和那样呢？
Why do I say this way and that way?
那这样就是说，神的拯救的能力来以后呢，以拯救的方式来成就。So
this way, meaning when the salvation comes, God will do it according to His powers of salvation.
如果不是这样成就，就是那样成就。 什么样成就呢？
If not this way, then the other way. What is the other way?
那最终就都会以审判的方式来成就。
Oh, it will come in terms of a judgment.
那因为圣经上讲呢，棒器都要跪拜，棒头都要称赞，耶稣基督被主为王。
Because the Bible says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that the Jesus Christ is the Lord.
因为今天我们基督徒认识了我们的神，我们今天匍匐在他面前，这是有福的。
So as believers, we know our God, and today we kneel down before Him, which is a blessing.
那如果我们不今天不匍匐在他面前称他为主，我们明天也会的。在那个审判的日子，必然会要称他为主。
Even though, so today when we bow ourselves down before Him and recognize Him as the Lord, we are blessed. But if we do not do that, and yet in the latter days, we will still gonna do that on the day of judgment.
但是今天呢，神来亲近我们呢，是以拯救的方式。所以耶稣说：“我来是要拯救的，我不是来要审判。”
But today, when God we approach God, but He is here to forgive us, not to pass judgment on us.
所以第九节讲的，报好信息给西安的啊，要登高上；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，要激励扬声。扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城说：“看啊，你们的神。”
That's why in the verse 9 it says, "You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the town of Judah, Here is your God."
今天先知要让大家再次知道，当你的神来了，当你看见你的神的时候呢，他是来做什么？他是来拯救的。
So the prophet is saying that when you see the God, your God today, do not be afraid. He is here to save you.
所以这里讲的呢，报好信息给西安的呢，就是报好消息的人。
So that's why it says those who bring the news to Zion, those who bring good news.
那新约这个福音两个字从哪里来？就是这个字，就是这句话，好消息，报好消息的人。
So the New Testament, the word gospel.Meaning, it's the same meaning as the one who brings good news.
就是从这里来。
So it comes from here, good news.
啊，就是说我们要报好消息。
So meaning that we need to proclaim this good news.
什么好消息？
What kind of good news?
你们的神爱你们的神在你们中间。
The God who loves you is among you.
主耶和华必像大能者临到他的膀臂，必被他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
So the Lord comes with power, and He rules with mighty arm.His reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him.
就是他是那掌权者。
He is a God who comes, who rules with mighty arm.
他是那大能者。
He's a mighty power.
当他的同在来临的时候呢，那就是带着报应，也带着这个赏赐。
So when he comes with power, that he will brings, he will brings.Punishment as well as reward.
他会审判一切的罪恶。
He will judge all kind of sins.
来拯救他的儿女。
And to save his children.
那十一节特别的讲到，就是说，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
And also on verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers his lamb in his arms and carries them close to his heart.He gently leads those who have young.
这里看到一个图画呢，就是这位大能的神呢，他对他的儿女，对他的百姓呢，就像一个母亲一样，就像一个父亲一样，他是来细心的来照料他。
So it brings us this picture that this mighty God who will treat us like a father, like a mother. He's here to tend his flock.
你看到他要牧养自己的羊群。
He's tending his own flock.
他会把羊群带到青草地上，领他们到可安歇的水边。
He will bring the flock to the green pastures, to the waters.
他会聚集用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中。
And he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart.
你会想想这个图画。
Just think about this.
就是我们的神像母亲一样，他把孩子抱在他的怀中。
So our God is like a mother, like holds his baby.
就像我们中间有些人刚信主的人，好多不懂，但是呢，神会来抱我。
So even though a lot of new believers may not understand that, but you will see that our Lord will embrace us.
而且呢，第三个，他说他会慢慢引导那如眼小羊的。
And also he says he will gently lead those who have young.
就是有些母羊呢，他们在如眼小羊，在喂奶，他们不能跑得很快。
So just like some 母羊是什么 ？Heifer.
啊。
So the lambs that has sorry, the sheep that have lambs
mother
sheep.
So the sheep who has a young lambs to so usually they cannot run fast. They need to be close to the young.
所以我们知道我们的神呢是正义的神，这是非常重要的。我们要知道他的这种爱。
So you need to know how God's love is.
但是同时神也让我们要知道什么呢，就是他是多么大的一个神，多么有大能力的神。
But also we need to know how powerful he is, what kind of power that he has.
所以这里讲到呢，虽曾用收心两柱水，用手护口量苍天，用升斗称大地的尘土，用纲领称山岭，用天平平纲领。
That's why he says, verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath of his hand among of the heavens, who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighted the mountains on the scale and the hills in a balance.
那弟兄姐妹，我们一定要越来越认识我们这一位神，因为他是来创造宇宙万物的神，他是用虎口量苍天，天平称大地的神。
So we need to know this God, a God who created the heaven and earth, who is able to measure waters in his hand and also weighted mountains on the scale and hills and hills in the balance.
那他有什么做不成的呢？
So what can he not do?
他有什么不知道的呢？
What things that he doesn't know? What kind of thing he will not know?
我们是不是好多时候觉得神啊，你为什么不做这个事情？
Sometimes we question God, God, why you didn't do this?
神啊，你真的知道我的冤屈吗？你圣啊，你真的知道我的痛苦吗
？God, do you really know the sorrow of my heart? Like, do you know what's really going on?
他什么都知道，所以下面这里见到他的大能，下面也见他的大智慧。谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士来指教他呢？谁与他商议？谁教导他？谁见光平的路指示他？又见知识教训他？见同达的道指教他呢？
But God knows everything in your heart. Here it also mentioned about his wisdom on the 13 and 14. Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Who did the Lord consult to enlighten him? Who taught him the way? Who was it that taught him the knowledge or showed him the path of understanding?
22节非常特别，这里要讲一下，就讲到神的这个智慧，甚至给这个先知的启示呢，这是非常非常的特别。二十二节。
So we want to focus on verse 22 is a very special verse.
这是在所有文献里面第一次启示地球是圆的。
So,
地球是圆的。
So this is the first time in all our literature that that indicates that Earth is a circle, is round.
神坐在地球大权之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫。
He sits enthroned about the circle of earth.
以前这个是在公元前六百多年写的，距今现在大概有两千七百多年的历史。
So that was written about 600 BC. So that means 2100 years before nowadays.
但是他说，神坐在这个地球的大权之上。
So but yet, and he says that our God is enthroned above the circle of the earth.
他从上面看下面的时候呢，他就是人间蝗虫一样。
So when he looks down from above, he sees people like grasshoppers.
他什么都看得很清楚。
And he sees everything clearly.
但是同时让我们也知道，就是说，任何一个来依靠他的人们会怎么样呢
？So and he also let us know that anyone who relies on him.
二十九节讲疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
Then he will give strength and to the weary and increase the power of the weak, which is on verse 29.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，天壮的也比全壮跌倒。
So even youth grow tired and weary, the young men stumble and fall.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint.
这里讲到呢，就是永在的神耶和华创造地基的主，28节，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
So the Lord is the everlasting God. Gosh, okay, is the everlasting God that he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
当我们软弱的时候，他会加入力量给我们。
When you are tired and weary, he will give you strength.
当我们疲乏的时候，他把能力赐给我。
When we are tired, he gives us the power.
他说那些当我们等候耶和华的时候呢，会重新得力。
Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
啊，如鹰展翅上腾。
They will soar like an eagle.
大家要不要如鹰展翅上腾
？Do you want to be like an eagle?
我们要等候耶和华。
We need to wait upon the Lord.
那等候耶和华是个什么意思呢
？What does it mean to wait upon the Lord?
啊，个人可能有些不同的理解。
So everyone may have a different like insight to.
但从圣经上来讲呢，就是要来我们的心要来依靠他。
So in the Bible, it means that in our heart we need to rely on him.
那最好的一个解释，就像在新年啊，他们这个老的这个传统里面，新年，订婚以后呢，他就开始来装扮他自己，来预备他自己。新郎那边呢，也在预备来迎娶。这个过程是一个等候的过程。
So in the olden days, when two are engaged, so the bride will prepare herself, and then the bridegroom will also prepare himself. So on this period of prepare, like you know, doing the preparement, so that means to wait or to you know, yeah, to wait upon the Lord, right? It's the same meaning. So this is what you call waiting.
心里很迫切。
So you have this.
带着一个希望。
So you have this hope ahead of you. You have this urgency.
那是你做你当做的事情。
And yet you do whatever is needed for you to do.
同时你常常要想到他喜悦什么。
And then you have to think about what things will please him.
同时最主要的一个呢，这个新郎新娘他是没有二心的，不是我现在是别的，我要做点是不是？看看外面哪个小伙子更漂亮、更帅。就是这个过程里面很装心的。
So this bride needs to be dedicated. Like in her heart, she cannot think about another young man.
那这就是其实圣经里面的等候。
So this is what it meant in the Bible of like waiting.
那当我们真正的我们的心来装心等候他的时候
，When we dedicate our heart to wait upon him,
他必然来帮助我。
And he will come and rest and help.
那我今天呢，特别的请大群呢，等一会来做一点。见证或者见解，就是他从他所学的这个天体物理的角度呢，来做一点补充。
So we will later on ask our brother 大徐来 share about his experience in astrophysics and stuff like that.
那为什么呢？因为这里讲到神用什么收心炼注水，用虎口炼苍天呢，天平成大地，对不对？
Because here it says, you know, God is able to measure waters in his hand and weigh the scales on the mountains and hills on a scale and balance.
二十六节见你们向上举目，看谁创造万象，让树木领出它一一成其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
And also on verse 26, it says, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these?He who brings out staring hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
先生呢，在这里拼命就是要让我们知道我们的神有多大的能力，你们不要惧怕，还有多大的爱，你们要来依靠他。
So here, the prophet is trying to you know tell us how great our mighty God is, and do not be afraid; he's able to do everything.
我相信呢，那个神的灵啊，可能把以赛亚的灵听提到那个阿波罗号那个啊，就是看到地球坐在大象之上，真的好多灵，我有好多的朋友被神那个灵一提起来，看到地球上的东西就是这样的， 所以他看到弟兄大讲，但是他要告诉别人的时候，别人不知道他在讲什么。
So I believe maybe the Spirit of God have taken Isaiah, right? All the way up to space, to the space, and then allowing him to be able to look down. So that's why he saw the circle of earth. So I heard a lot of testimonies similar to this when God was able to take them up to the.
他不需要 Elon Musk SpaceX, 他需要的是圣灵。
We don't need, they don't need SpaceX from Elon Musk. We need the Spirit of God.
以后的日子里更我们更需要圣灵。
So in the coming days, we will need more of the Holy Spirit's help.
但是呢，今天我们有时候因为这个相机有时候呼唤我们的时候啊，呼唤来呼唤去，我们还是信心很小。
So even though nowadays, the prophet has called, and still we have this little faith.
所以那些人，这个以色列人啊，你们为什么要用这个做偶像呢？用金包裹，用银包裹，穷贫穷的人。
So that's why he said, okay, why do you cast your own idols? Why do you overlay with gold? Like, why do you need to like rely on these idols?
对，这先知就很无语啊，先知很无语。
So you know the prophet has you know out of words.
那因着这个以色列人的这样一个无知或者被欺骗了，他们要将很快进入这个灾难。
Because of the foolishness of the people, and then also because they refuse to listen to the truth rather to the lies, so punishment or judgment is coming.
当时这个以色列人并没有听以赛亚。
So at that time, the Israelites did not listen to Prophet Isaiah.
他们的王也没有听以赛亚。
And their king did not listen to Prophet Isaiah.
在西西家的年代，西西家听了以赛亚。
However, during the realm of Hezekiah,
那时候亚述帝国的军队已经攻到耶路撒冷城下，马叫仗。但是呢，以赛亚、西西家照以赛亚最后祷告，他们全部退兵。
So at the time, king of Hezekiah, listened to the prophet Isaiah because when the Assyrian army came, the king Hezekiah listened to the prophet Isaiah at that time.
那时候就是整个的亚述的军队呢就退军了。
So because they listened, and the whole army of the Assyrian army retreated.
圣经上记载就说神派天使呢击杀他们所有的军队。
So the Bible says God sent angels to you know to fight for them.
在这个希腊的历史里面也有记载，记载是什么呢？他们当时军营里面出现了瘟疫。
It was also recorded in the history of the Greek history. So according to the history, there was some kind of a plague going on in the camp. So the whole camp or the whole army was defeated.
因为当时的西西家呢，愿意听先知的，愿意依靠神。
So just because at that time King Hezekiah was willing to listen and obey the Lord.
所以耶路撒冷又在那边围城屹立一百多年。
So that's why the city of Jerusalem stand for another 100 years, still for.
直到后来巴比伦的年代。
So until the Babylonian king.
以赛亚远远看见要发生的事情，拼命的呼喊。
So Isaiah saw this from a distance, and he continues to shout out.
因为以赛亚呢，服侍了好几代王。除了西西家，后面还有好几代王。
Because Isaiah was able to minister to few generation of kings, like few kings.
以赛亚预言了巴比伦还要来，甚至预言到古列要来，古列要来就来重建圣，就是古列呢，最后把巴比伦灭了，那是波斯王要重建圣殿，以赛亚的预言。
So Isaiah was not just prophesied about Babylon, but he was also prophesied the coming of the Persian Cyrus. Yes.
所以今天呢，我们听见了，我们今天这个先知写在这里，让我们要听。
So we heard of it because it's written by the prophet.
所以今天我们要知道，就是我们的神是大能的神，是极佳的神。
So we need to know our God is a mighty God.
Is 以赛亚的神。
Is the God of Israel.
是摩西的神。
Is God of Isaiah. Is God of Moses.
他什么事情都能做。
And he is able to do everything.
只要我们依靠他。
As long as we rely on him.
好，我已经大学了，前面点。
So we apply James.
这个天气方面，天气物理方面，这个神的创造的奇妙。但是我时间上有限制，你一下，因为这个天体物理啊，我们一捡起来停不下来，因为是非常非常的奇妙。我是这个外行，他是内行，让他来讲。
好，谢谢。
我是搞原子核物理的，搞那个小的，他是搞那个天体物理的。
就是，
他是这个，我先讲讲。这个大学呢是真正的高材生，是七九届科大的应届入学的。七九届的人呢，那真的是有本事的啊。七八届是靠运气，七九届的人是靠实力。考上科大，天体物理，那是真的是有两刷子的。
谢谢老师，谢谢。不过我跟牧师确实有缘分，牧师是学核物理。我学天体物理，其实这两个是连在一起的，非常神奇这个世界。
Kind of have a kind of interesting connection with the past because he's studying physics, nuclear physics, I'm studying astrophysics. These two are actually is mysteriously connected.
就是我们这个宇宙的大小跟原子核的大小之间差了多少倍了？
So I think about the scale of the whole universe and the scale of the nucleus.
差了十的四十次方倍，这是一个数字，就是学过科学的才知道这是一个什么概念，就非常非常大。
So the scale is 1 to 1 followed by 40 zeros. 1 followed by 40 zeros. Okay.
但是另外一方面，就统治原子核的一种力量叫强力，和统治宇宙的力量就是万有引力，大家都知道的万有引力，这之间的强弱差距多少呢？正好也是十的四十三倍，就是最小的地方有个最强大的力量，它的力量是统治最大的地方的那个力量的。
The interesting enough, the nuclear force which binds nuclei together is 1 followed by 40 zeros, that many times stronger than the gravity which rules the stars.
好吧，我们闲言少说，我们归到那个神创造宇宙，神创造世界，宇宙学实际上就所谓宇就是前后左右上下，这空间就是宇宙，就是过去和未来，这个时间就是宙。
When we talk about the universe, actually is one is a three dimension, like up and down, left and right, and three dimensions plus time.
神创造的世界，大家想一下，最初创造的是什么？
So when we reflect, what has God created at the very beginning?
是什么光啊？是第三句话叫神说要有光就有了光，对。但是在创造光之前，先要创造另外两个东西。
So before the light was created, something else was created.
就是第一句话。In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造了天地。
其实这里面这句话里面这几个词包含信息量非常的巨大。首先主语是 God。
So in this one verse, actually a lot of information. First of all, the subject is God.
第二句话动词是 created. Created 是一个什么？从无到有的一个过程，创造。
The verb is create. It's from nothing to everything.
然后宾语是什么？就是天和地。
The object is heaven and earth.
当然，这个天地并不是我们现在理解的这个天地，而是空间，就是上下，就是宇。
So this heaven and earth is not necessarily what we think the heaven and earth. It's about the whole, the space and the time.
也就创造了空间。 其实在这里面还有一个时间定理叫 in the beginning。
There's one verse which is about time is in the beginning。
这是非常重要的，这也是就是在创造天地的同时，他创造了时间。
So in the beginning, he also created the time。
所以现在现代宇宙学正好告诉了我们，其实我们这个宇宙并不是一直有的。
So the new modern astrophysics study told us that this universe is created, started from somewhere.
它是一个有限的时间，有限的空间。
It's in a limited space and a limited time.
被一个自在现在有在的一个神，就是无限的一个神，从时间和空间都无限的神创造了一个，他就是一个东西被创造，这个创造者一定是大过他的被创造者。
It is created by unlimited God, which is not limited by space and time. So whatever is created must be created by something, someone bigger than that.
神是自在、昔在、永在的。
So God is
超越了时空的。
So God is the great I am, who was, is, and is to come, with beyond time and beyond space.
而我们的宇宙它是有限的。
Actually, our universe is limited.
无论从时间还是空间。
No matter in terms of time or in terms of space.
我们的宇宙多大呢？其实只有138亿年，是138亿岁。
So how big is our universe? It's only like
13.8 billion. 那大小是多大了？现在是
how big it is?
930亿光年。
And it's 93.1 billion light years.
Light years. 我们人类说很大，但这个对上帝来说，也许只是他的一个玩具，他创造的一个玩具。
So this is too big for humans, but it's for God is a toy.
其实这是现在宇宙学。知道了，我们从科学的角度知道宇宙是什么时候被创造出来，然后一步步演化，而这所有的过程每一步都验证了神的存在，而不是说把神排除在这个宇宙之外。
So our modern astrophysics, all the studies are pointing to God, the universe was created by God, we cannot exclude God from the picture.
然后我简单说一下这个宇宙学这个神创造的过程，最初大概一秒钟的时候，到一秒钟的时候，这个基本上我们这个世界有了，太专业了，我们跳过去吧，跳过一点儿，自这些。来，最初你看他这，我们看第二句话，我们一句句话来接着。这个时候第三句话才有光，第二句话地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗，就刚创造的这个宇宙啊是混沌的，光是透不过去的，你看过去是就是黑乎乎的一团。
The beginning of the universe actually is a mess, it's really a mess, the light cannot go through.
然后
Science said so.
神说要有光的第三句为什么，因为到了宇宙第38万年的时候，就宇宙正爆炸以后，到了38万年的时候，这时候宇宙才变得透明了，光才穿过来，而且这穿过来光现在仍然留在宇宙当中运行，这就是宇宙微波背景辐射，现在我们仍然能探测到这个历史。
So after 380,000 years, and the universe become transparent, so light can go through, so you can see the light.
哎，这地方，这我们再往下看，我们再往下看。
错了，
这地方有一个非常神奇，很多人认为科学跟神学是有冲突的地方。
So many people think the theology and the science contradict, but actually it's not.
你看，在这边有个光以后啊，然后我们再往下走，在第三天，看到第三天，我们可以看到它创造了有果子、青草、果树和各种其类，这个创造了。很多这个植物这东西，然后到第四天，我们再往下看。
On the third day, God created all the vegetation. On the fourth day,
我们看到第四天，神又创造了什么？太阳和月亮。
On the fourth day, there's a sun and the moon.
有人说这肯定不对啊，这个是肯定先有太阳，才能有地球，然后才能有那个啊？为什么先创造的？这些那个已经创造各种植物，后面才创造日月的呢？
So many people question this, there must be sun and moon first, then the vegetation created.
我再讲一下宇宙学它的过程。38亿年光穿过了，其实到了那个时候，我们这个世界的各种各样的东西，就是原子才真正开始有啊。
So after that, 380,000 years, and atoms are formed.
大概到几亿年的时候，恒星、星系才逐渐的形成。
And after billions of years, and then the stars and galaxies are formed.
就是宇宙创造到几亿岁的时候，创造有了恒星和星系。但是注意，太阳什么时候出现的呢？
So, that's after billions of years, and the stars are formed.
是第92亿年的时候。就宇宙创造了第92亿年的时候，才出现了太阳。
So sun was created after the creation 920,000 years.
也就在太阳出现之前有很已经创造了很多的类似的这种恒星啊、星系啊，这些早就创造出来了。
Actually, before the sun, many stars, and are already created.
也就是在那个时候，其实生命已经出现，只不过出现不是太阳系，是太阳系以外的地方已经出现。
Actually, in those days, the forms of life was already created, but it's not in solar system.
这是一个非常重要的一个，现在我们的证明，我们每个人都是。实际上，有人说你怎么证明神？其实我们不需要证明神，我们看到的所有东西，包括我们自己在问这句话这件事情本身。都在证明神的存在。
So, many people ask, how can you prove God exists? But actually, everything around us, even when we are asking this question, it proves God exists.
你看，我们人的身体里面包含很多很重的一些元素，
铁
啊、氧啊、这些碳啊这些元素。
Our human body needs oxygen and some other carbon and some other heavy atoms.
这些元素怎么从哪来的呢？实际上就是在太阳出现之前的其他的恒星，最后走到生命的终点爆炸了，恒星爆炸了以后就又变成尘埃，然后这些尘埃再聚拢起来形成新的星星。
Actually, some stars they actually burned up and exploded, and then they gave this atoms to the solar system.
也就是其实我们在太阳出现之前，这个宇宙已经有恒星，然后又消亡，然后变成尘埃，最后又产生新的太阳，新的恒星，也就是太阳。所以你可以看到，在这个过程中，先有了植物，然后又有了太阳，觉得好像错了，其实恰恰证明之前就是有这样的一个过程。而我就进一步讲一件概念，就是什么呢？事实上，我们这个地球上有生命已经被证明，这个生命不是从地球上什么演化出来的，是来自外太空地球创形成的过程中，这个生命的最初的就存在了。而这最初存在生命，就是前一次恒星爆炸以后的那些尘埃里面孕育的。所有的这些都是科学的。
The form of life on Earth actually now the science proves is from somewhere else because of the dust from the other explosions, the stars and galaxies actually they left the trace on Earth.
所以在创造太阳、上帝创造日月之前，其实已经有了生命了。生命在这之前就是一个证明。
So, before the sun and the moon was created, actually.The life already existed.
所以是那个时间我们就加快一点。所以宇宙学研究的是这个世界怎么运行的，更重要的事情，这个世界为什么是这样的？
So the study of the universe is talking about how this universe is working, function. But for us, it's more important to know why this exists.
实际上，我们从科学是无法回答这个问题，所以科学回避着，我们不说为什么，就说它就是这样子的。
So actually, science cannot answer this question. They don't want to answer this question.
So they
try to avoid this question.
为什么这样？那需要神来回答。
So because this question needs God to answer.
好，我们继续往下看。继续往下看。往下走，走快一点。然后，哎，你看，有了日月以后，然后神，然后又开始创造了很多生物。
After the sun and the moon were created, and then many insects and fish and animals are created.
Okay, the
let's go on.
然后继续多多大啊，光蔬菜对吧？到第六日。最后一天神看见有
长，
这是第六，在这里面，
27节，是造人是吗？
对，然后最后神照着自己的形象造人，来是照着他的形象造来造。
So on the sixth day, and God created humans according his according to his image.
我们的形象是神的形象，神为什么要创造这个宇宙？
So our image is from God.
实际上，他就想造一个哎，跟自己很像的这么一个人。
Why he created humans? Why he created?
然后为了这个人创造了这个宇宙。
He created someone look like him.
也就是这个宇宙太复杂了。
He created the universe.
我们这个宇宙的各项参数，其实这个宇创造这个宇宙有各种各样的参数。
Actually, there are a lot of parameters in the universe. It's very amazing.
比如说，最初为什么这个原子核有质子、中子，而正好电子还就讲一个概念，不要讲太多了。就是我们知道有电子和正电子，有负电子。最初这个宇宙创造的时候，有很多个正电子和负电子，但最后呢，他们正电子、负电子碰到一起呢，就会湮灭，就变成了一个能量。
So actually, when God created the heaven and earth, there.Positrons and the electrons created positrons and negative electrons, same amount.
但是非常神奇的，如果都湮灭了，就没有我们这个人了，这个又没有原子。
When positrons meet electrons, they disappear, become light. But if all of them, they meet together, and there will be no humans.
但是非常碰巧的是，它就是多留了一些，它在创造的时候就。有很多正电子、负电子，这就多留了一点负电子，就是电子。
But the thing is that there are more negative electrons left, which is electrons left.
所以都湮灭了以后，正的、负的都湮灭，正的没有了，最后多了一些负的那些电子，也就我们现在电子构建了我们整个的所有的化学元素，否则就没有化学元素了，是什么都不会有了。
So after all this annihilation and some electrons left, so this our world exists.
Yeah. 也就是说上帝在创造这个宇宙，构建这个宇宙非常的精细，所有的参数稍微有一点点差距就不会有我们人存在。也就是说整个宇宙它做的精细到什么，只有在这种情况才能够有我们人的存在。
So the universe is finely tunedAnd because all the parameters are finely tuned so that humans exist. If there's a little bit errors on those parameters, we cannot exist.
如果说这个宇宙是自己随机出现的，那这个概率正好碰到能够让我们人存在，它的概率是多小啊？
If these come from probability randomly, come, and what is the probability?
有。科学家做过计算，大概是10^-300次方。
So the probability is,
分离这个概念。
One followed by 300 zeros, one over that. Okay.
所以这绝对不可能是一个偶然的事情，一定是一个超越 宇宙之上的一个生物精心设计的一个东西，为了最终有这个人类的存在来敬拜神。
It's not by accident. It must be by design.
Yeah, 这就是
so that the humans are created to come worship God.
所以这个事情是科学没法解释，因为如果按照自然概率来说，这个概率小到就是完全不可能，就是你。
So if we think that the world is created by probability or by randomly, you know, evolution, it will never be possible.
这个世界是被一个智慧的生物来创造的，而之所以创造这样的一个世界这个样子，我们世界之所以是这个样，看到的所有一点都在证明神的存在，因为神要创造一个这样一个生物能长得跟他一样的这个东西人来统治的这个宇宙，来实现他的一个，这是目的，这只有我们宇宙存在就是神的一个目的。
This all points to the Creator who created someone look like him to also rule over this earth.
好吧，其实，当有人问我，你信那个上帝？你说神是存在？你说怎么不可能呢？你随便看到一件事情都能够证明上帝的存在。你比如说，你仰望天上，晚上天上是黑的，为什么天上是黑的？按照以前那个说，如果这个宇宙是无限长的，自身就自在永在的，如果宇宙一直就在的，而且是无限大的话，那天上就不应该黑，就不应该有黑天和白夜，永远晚上和白天都是无限亮的。
So if it's not limited, the universe is not limited. There are unlimited stars. The night must be enlightened.
Yeah.
There's no darkness.
所以有各种各样的事例，所我们看到的所有都在证明上帝的存在，这就是
Everything is proving that God exists and God created us. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
我建议大家有机会跟大师多聊聊。
I encourage you to talk to him like after.
你跟我聊的话越聊越小，这些原子核了，越聊越小了，跟他学越聊越大。
If you talk to me because I'm in nuclear physics, we like to talk things that in a micro level. But if you talk to him who study astrophysics, you can talk about things in a mega level.
感谢主，就是圣灵借着我们今天的分享，借着他的话语，让我们再次要知道他是多么。有能力的一位神，多么精细的一位神，多么爱我们的一位神。
So we want to praise the Lord by studying His words. We know that how great, powerful, and how precise He is.
我们要来等候他，我们要来依靠他。
We need to wait upon Him. We need to hope in Him.
我们要来相信他。
We need to believe in Him.
好，我们来起立，起立，我们做个祷告。
So let's arise and then we will pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We want to give thanks to you.
你是昔在、今在、永在的神。
You are the God who was and who is going to come.
It's not 全能者。
You are the mighty God.
但是你不是高高在上，你却降世为人。
But you do not sit high on the throne, but you rather become one of us, become a man like us.
你担负了我们的罪孽，
and you bear our sins,
让我们再次成为你的儿女，
so that we can once again become your children.
何等的慈爱！
How merciful you are, Lord.
让我们成为你家里的人，
so that we can become one of your family.
让我们能够大胆、堂而无惧地来到你的家里，来到你的面前，
so that we can come before you without fear.
来依靠你，
so that we can rely on him.
哦，主啊，何其的感恩！
How grateful we are！
主啊，你真伟大！
You are so powerful！
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美！
Lord, we praise you！
主啊，你来加增我们每一个人的信心！
Help us so with our faith！
主啊，让我们在以后的日子里面，方式都来依靠你！
So in the coming days, we can rely on you on everything！
方式都来相信你的话语！
And in everything, we will trust in your word！
主啊，因为你说草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有耶和华的话。永远一定。
Because you said the grass will wither and the flowers will fall, but the word of God will stand firm forever. Yes, Lord, we will sing praise to you, Lord.
好，我们一起来唱一首歌呢，我们做回应。
So let's respond with a song, and then after that we're gonna have the communion.
这首歌是一首传统的歌，就是《你真伟大》。
So it's a traditional song. How great you are, how great thou art.
这首歌应该有两三百年的时间。
It's at least 200 or 300 years old.
但是我们今天唱的时候，知道就是那个作曲家。歌唱家对这个神的一种敬畏和认识。
When we sing today, we see that the original author, composer of the song, how grateful that he was towards God.
好，我们一起来唱，一起来敬拜。
So let's sing.
Thank you. 献上他的生命，流血舍命，我们来献上感恩。
Once again, I want to give thanks to your Son, Jesus Christ, who has shed his blood for us.
主啊，今天我们等一起能够来领圣餐的时候，我们知道我们在他的生命上有份。
When we participate in the communion, we know that we have a participation in his body.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
感谢耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们请丹肯牧师来给大家。
We invite our Lord.
来为这个圣餐来祷告，有 communion。
To pray for the communion.
And good morning, brothers.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
I just want to, when I listen to, 大学。
当我在听大学的分享的时候。
And I really feel that because yesterday I just came back, right, from, I was in the Air France in the sky and I'm looking down the earth.
昨天我刚从法国飞回来，在这个法航里面呢，我就从上面看着地球。
And see all of us is like a little hand, the little car, little hand, everything moving.
其实看到人的话，就像那个蚂蚁在地上走来走去。
And God already said some very free weekends.He can see everything from the sky, and each of us, not only each of us, are thinking too.
神在这个诗篇三十六篇特别的讲到，他在天上观看我们一切的作为，而且知道我们的心思意念。
So we thank God because He loves us, and He is our Father, and He knows every one of us, and He's going to bless us.
我们感谢神，他是我们的父亲，他爱我们。他认识我们每一个人，也要祝福我们每一个人。
And praise the Lord, dear Lord, thank you for your greatest love that will become the children of God.
赞美主，我们感谢主，让我们成为你的儿女。
Because of your sacrificial love, and we are come to this position as son of God. That's a tremendous blessing.
因为你的舍命，我们能够今天来到这个成为儿女的位分上面，这是多么的荣幸。
And inherit all the treasure of the heaven.
能够来继承天上一切的产业。
The earthly treasure is too little.
那地上的产业实在太微小。
Because you want us to inherit everything in heaven.
因为你要我们来继承天上一切的产业。
Because of the, you died for us, you shed our blood, and we are in this position because we were sinners, but now we are in Christ, we are blameless, we are holy.
因为你为我们流血舍命。我们曾经是罪人，但是今天让我们在基督里面成为义人。
Thank you for your sacrifice.
谢谢你的牺牲。
That will become the beloved children of God.
让我们成为神所爱的儿女。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Amen. 好的，我们就来从那边过来，来，你们受过洗的都来领圣餐。